the external physical therapy, not have them come to the house.
All right. This is the Moapa Town Advisory Board for February 23rd, 2021. It is 7 p.m. We'll call this meeting to order. And would anyone like to offer an invocation for tonight? No? Bob?
And you did a good one, didn't you?
Yeah, they're always so great.
Okay. Our dear Heavenly Father, so grateful to thee for our community, and we're grateful for the town board members that are willing to serve the community, and we're grateful for our community members that are willing to help. And we ask that thou will bless this meeting, that we'll be able to do what's best for the community and help each other. And these things we pray for in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. And Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And roll call. My name is Jamie Shakespeare.
Callie Wade.
Blake Stratton.
Lola Egan.
Bob Lyman.
And I'm Amelia with the Commissioner's Office.
All right. Number two, public comment. This period is devoted to comments by general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote will be taken on this agenda item. Any public comment?
And this is just in case, this is more for in town where the agendas are really long and maybe you can't stay for the whole meeting, but seeing that this is the only item, I think we're pretty safe, hey?
I shouldn't laugh.
Yeah. All right, number three, approval of the minutes for February 9th.
I move that we approve the minutes for February 9th.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Four, approval of the agenda for today, February 23rd. Do we need to hold, combine, or delete any items? I think that's all. So I'll move to approve this agenda for tonight.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
No informational items, zoning and planning, AR-21-400011 for the Lewis Family Trust. And are we doing all three of these together or?
Yes. Well,
we're presenting them all three together.
Yeah. So you can just read out.
AR-21-400011, PA-20-700150, and VS-21-00028.
So we have Kathy here, who's presenting for you tonight.
Good evening, town board members. My name is Kathy Denman.
You don't mind, can you take off your mask? I kind of
read lips
as well. If you're
okay with it, that's fine. I can do that, no problem. My name is Kathy Denman. I'm with Denman Development Solutions, located at 7213 North Jones Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89131. We are here representing the Lewis family, who has three companion applications that are in front of you. The first is an application review, the purpose of which is to review the public works conditions placed on the previous application review from 2019. The second is the vacation application, and the third is the transportation element amendment. Both the vacation application and the transportation element amendment are to satisfy those public works conditions. The Lewis Family Trust was originally approved for a use permit for a gravel pit batch plant in 1999, then again in 2009, which included an expansion, and a follow-up application review was approved in 2019. The 2019 application review was approved by current planning with a condition that the use permit be reviewed as a public hearing in 15 years. We are asking that this 15-year timeframe be removed with no follow-up review. This use permit is to extract aggregates for landscaping and ready-mix operations. We feel that Moapa Quarry has added value to the Las Vegas Valley, Moapa Valley, and Southern Utah markets for the past 22 years by supplying quality aggregate products to support the construction and development industries. This business has provided many jobs to the local community and will continue to do so. Based on the history of this application, the owners of the quarry, the Lewis family, were unaware that this type of application could be approved without a time frame or review, which is why they are now asking for 15 years on the 2019 application. Now they are asking for no review period. Of all these companion applications, this is the only new request. The first public works condition of the application review was a one-year review for compliance with public works condition of approval. This was not completed by the deadline of May 2020 due to the transition of a new company coming in to run the daily operations. With the new company being put into place, the Lewis family is looking to satisfy these conditions and move forward in good standing. The second public works condition requires the applicant apply for and have approved a vacation of unnamed right-of-way. This right-of-way is shown in blue on the exhibit. It was previously determined by Clark County staff that this right-of-way was not needed and did not serve a public purpose for connectivity. There is no physical road there located along this alignment, and the topography would make creating such a road difficult. The last public works condition is to apply for an amendment to the transportation element and update the drainage study. The area of the transportation element being amended is shown on the next exhibit, shaded in blue. It is our understanding that the remaining stubbed alignments will be addressed by comprehensive planning with a future amendment. We have coordinated with NDOT to get their consent on this amendment, and they have no concerns regarding that. The engineer for the updated drainage study has been hired, and the update will be submitted in the near future. So this is that's our presentation. Are there any questions?
Are you accessing this now from Dude Drive and then underneath that?
The quarry itself,
quarry
yes.
Itself?
Yes.
Is that where the batch plant is planned to be built?
Physically, nothing is changing from their operation. They're not planning on any new. This application isn't for them to build anything new. It's just a continue operation as already has.
Yeah. Yeah. As it is.
But it had a mention of a batch plant.
Correct. And it always has. But their current operation is not changing. They are getting a new operator, which is they want to be in good standing with the new operator and move forward and take care of all of this cleanup work. But my understanding is they're not changing the operation.
Now, is that road that you're using now adequate for what is currently being done or what future is going to be done?
They have, from the previous application, they are still required to maintain that road. I know, as I looked at the history, I believe it was the 2009 application that road came up, and they were required to improve that road to make it passable and maintain that. And that doesn't go away with this application.
I'm sorry, just for record, what is your name?
I'm sorry, Eric Denman. Kathy Denman is my wife.
Oh, okay.
And together, we are Denman Development Solutions.
Okay.
So I'm just the basics of it. So they're transitioning to a new operator.
Correct.
And they're just wanting to keep the application and everything they're permitting with the county in good standing.
Yes, it was. So the application is good for 15 years as of 2019.
Right.
However, they had public works conditions that still needed to be satisfied, and they were only giving a year to do that. And okay. That was clean up, get rid of the dedication in the middle of the site where no road exists, and also clean up the transportation element, which are these purple and green lines that if they don't amend the transportation element, which is a planning document for future roads, My understanding is a lot of that came to be when they were proposing that Riverview Master Plan community way back when. Public Works has since looked at it and determined that none of these alignments are going to become roads because of the topography.
Right.
So they said they put it on the Lewis family to clean it up and make these applications to wipe the slate clean.
So they're planning on not having a right-of-way along the 15 on that side.
Correct. And my, when they, when this application came up, it was for the one, the internal purple one and the green. Mm-hmm. But Public Works raised the concern about the frontage road, and that caused us to seek out NDOT and get their approval. And it wasn't necessarily our request, but the outcome was they're not interested in the frontage road either. Now, being a planning document, this doesn't mean they can't ask for things in the future. Yeah. This means that if it stays on here, it has to be dedicated in some fashion with any application. So it doesn't prevent them from asking for something again in the future.
And what are the terms with the new operator coming in? Just operate status quo, or?
Yeah, we were just told the new operator was going to continue operations in a similar fashion. However, they wanted these cleanup items that were on record to be satisfied.
Okay. And then how long's their contract in place for?
I would have to, I could send that to you guys. I don't know off the top of my head.
And what you mentioned about the drainage study, do we have like a timeline on that?
I know the engineer was hired. It was somewhat difficult to get the contours and the data out in this area.
Yeah.
So I was copied on all that back and forth between them, Public Works, and the GIS department at the county. Mm-hmm. So they finally got contours they could work with, and that was a few weeks ago. So I would estimate
so it is
that, yeah, so
in the
running. Okay. I know the engineer, I can attest from third party watching these emails that they're in gear, mm-hmm. and they're working on it. And I believe that was due to the previous expansion. The drainage study didn't encompass the whole site, so now it's being updated to for what was expanded.
Mm-hmm. Is there any public comment about it? Is anyone? No. So I like to look at the staff recommendation on the reports that we get, and the staff recommendation is for it to be approved, and so I guess we can go by it one by one if no one has any more questions. Go through them one by one. The
do you want to vote each item, or
my only
and then move on to the next one, or
well, my only thing that I see as an issue is the frontage road, and I know that, you know, that's their recommendation is to approve it, but to not have a frontage road through there,
if
could be an issue.
Where that road is,
yeah,
it costs
I've been on it
to do a road there. Yeah.
Well, I know they're not going to, I'm just saying, like, are they going to put a gate up and then there's no longer that dirt frontage road through there, because there is a dirt trail through there right now.
I don't,
a lot of people come.
Yeah, there is a dirt. And so I'm like, I don't want there to be a property issue. I don't want there to be like a people on private property when there's a right of way through there. Or
are you talking about where the railroad transitions through, or?
Yeah, so you know, you go across Dude, and then you can go under and ride along the 15 out towards
right.
Valley of Fire. There is a road there that goes out through there. That is frontage that people use to get out to Valley of Fire.
And that follows the railroad, right? Is that
no,
what
it doesn't. It follows the 15.
Like
it follows down the 15.
Down
right. Yeah.
And you go south or west, whatever.
And they didn't used to get
towards
in
the
there.
Reservation.
You went in,
could
you had to come out.
on this side, there's a road that goes, what does it go down to, Byron or something? And mm-hmm. then out, or where does, I don't
Blake,
even know
I'm
where
talking
that's
the
at.
Other side of the room. Yeah. The other
What's
side
that?
Of the 15.
I'm
so you could
there.
go like you're going up to like Chet's place, turn, mm-hmm. go underneath the railroad, and then turn along the 15, and that is the frontage, that main frontage road in the purple that they're
the
showing along
is
the 15.
The frontage on the Lewis side of I-15.
Yes.
They're on private property
yeah.
when they go
it,
there.
It goes under the freeway, but it's on the Lewis side, and then it goes up.
Huh.
So it's
yeah.
private property, so
but
it's
also
not
frontage.
A...
Is it dedicated?
It should be
frontage?
Right away.
There is nothing dedicated at this time.
Yeah,
I don't know whether it sits, and Ms. Lewis could probably attest to it, I don't know if it sits on, because the NDOT right-of-way is not fully taken up by the 15.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's partially in NDOT's right-of-way or if it's fully on private property.
The minute you go under that underpass,
yeah, on private property.
You're on private property. The minute, and we have signs, but...
So basically nobody should be on it anyway.
Yeah.
But the
well, and you have the railroad easement, and then that's it, right?
Yeah.
So either you're on the railroad easement or you're on private property, but there's...
See, I was always told that that was a frontage road
no.
through there.
Yeah, no.
And that's what they were saying there.
Yeah, when we...
That's what
so, but
county
that,
was saying.
That, but that pink line
yeah,
is what you're
so
talking
this is,
about, right?
Yeah, I'll show you. So this would be the frontage road. You come under the, it'd probably
Dude.
Be easier here. You come here by Dude, and then this is the frontage road. And
there is
it
no
is
road
on.
But yeah, there is no road through
there.
There. That road
no,
doesn't
it's just
go.
A
yeah.
Dirt.
Doesn't go.
Trail.
Anywhere.
So just so you guys have all the information, my understanding is planning only wanted us to amend what was physically on the Lewis property, which is what's in blue. And it was in the presentation. My understanding is these studs then will later on be cleaned up by planning as an overall amendment that they're doing. They plan on leaving this green alignment. And again, there's no road there. There's,
no.
But it's the section line, grid based, and it ties into this Hidden Valley, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Make sure I'm not speaking out of turn.
Yeah.
So it continues along the section line and then ties in over to the Lewis Ranch Road. As it, you know, there's some of these, there's on the north side of the river, there's some semblance of a road there.
Mm-hmm.
But everything on the south seems to be someone drew a line because there's no road. It doesn't represent an actual road that's being used today.
Mm-hmm.
Can we approve them all at once?
Yes, you can as a board decides.
I make a motion that we approve the AR 21-4001, the PA 27-0150, and the VS 21-0028.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 All
right, thank you.
Thank you.
General business, none, and comments by the general public about items not on this agenda. The water guys are here.
Board meeting, there was some discussion about concerns about Henry Road and the paving, and we want just to try to address those and, you know, let, you know, the good people in Moapa know that we're not neglecting you or neglecting the patches at all. We do follow the county. The county does inspect our patches when we do it, and I do have to apologize that one just south of Isola is ugly. You know, and it is a little bit of speed bump. We should have, hindsight, cut that little speed bump out and put it smoother until we're ready to bring in the hot mix. And how we do that is the county's been good to work with us in regards to allowing us to gather up enough patches to to allow us to save some money, to make it a little more feasible. And then we have a county inspector comes out, he gives us our call outs for how big the patch we need to put back. We get our compaction tests, we do all the, you know, we have a memorandum of understanding with the county and been doing all this. And then once we get it back in, the county comes and looks at it and they either say, no, do it again, or yes, it's passed off. So I do want to apologize for that one on Henry Road. It is ugly.
When you get a group of them together and you have to do another one or have it, can we get that one redone?
That one's just temporary. That one's actually not permanent.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, we wouldn't leave it permanent like that.
Because my contacts inside the water district didn't tell me that. So
you didn't ask the right question.
Wait.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah. They got what they wanted. So.
But we do have quite a few. We have the one on Isola. We have the one just south of Isola on Henry. We have the ones on Ranch Road and Henry. The one just down Ranch Road a little bit that we just upgraded that water line with. Kylie might be more familiar with where they all at. But.
Well, we will be having a compaction test Thursday morning. So we're actually going to have to dig some of those spots up again to get the cold mix out so they can do the compaction test. We have the MMT out in Mesquite does the compaction testing for us. So they're scheduled right now to do that Thursday morning, and then the county comes out and marks our limits, and then we'll be in here paving, hopefully here soon.
I guess, for the record, I'm Blonde Alley with Moffat Valley Water District. I should have said that at first. And we got Kylie Bradshaw. With Moffat Valley Water District. So if you do have concerns, please don't hesitate to bring them up to us. We want to have a good reputation. We want to do our job. You know, we hold ourselves high. And we want to maintain that. And Mr. Lyman, our water is good quality, regardless of that patch on
that
Henry
was
Road.
That was just to get your attention, okay?
That was a hot stick.
I needed to get out the electric cattle prod on you.
I don't know if it's needed on neighbors.
Is there any questions that the board has or the public? Any other concerns that we need to address?
No, I just want to know if we were still on the list.
You are.
It sounds like we are.
Yeah,
so
we actually,
great to hear.
The week before this came up last time, we actually started the process of getting those all
super
prepped.
Super.
So.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Next meeting date set for
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Anymore.
The Rural Neighborhood Preservation is it's a Nevada revised statute, and I would like the town board to consider that as an agenda item, and possibly once it's an agenda item, take action to form a subcommittee to investigate that and to set it up, because we need to make sure that our rural heritage, culture, environment is preserved. And there are several, even in the Las Vegas area, Henderson, the Northwest, they have rural preservation neighborhoods. And so it would just make sense for Moapa to try that. Because I know the Moapa Valley Progress was concerned that we didn't appreciate half-acre lots. But that's fine for Logandale and Overton and whoever. But Moapa, we like the 2-acre lots. And I'm sure that if you ask any community member that was here last time to be on your committee, they will be. Okay. Just a comment. But I would request it to be an agenda item.
And we've provided everybody with some information on that.
Okay, if you have the information, just forward it to me.
I'll give you a copy right now.
Well, if you provide that, that's fine, but I have to put that online then. It has to become public knowledge. Are you okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
We want everybody to know.
Okay. So I'll share this with the board.
We're trying to preserve our rural heritage.
Okay. I'm just letting you know. Mm-hmm. Is there enough copies for everyone?
I gave everybody a
copy. Oh, you did? Oh, okay.
So.
Are these all the same?
There you do.
Okay.
I want to comment on the newspaper's coverage of our last meeting. To my recollection, nobody on the board said we don't want people moving in from outside. I have worked a year to help one of my neighbors get their house set up and moved into. I'm very thrilled with all of my new neighbors that I have come to know in the valley, people across the street, a few of them up in Warm Springs, and I, as a town board member, am very pro-growth in a responsible way. I have a lot of friends that have contacted me saying, what's the availability of lots here? And I said, there's big chunks of property that nobody's willing to break up into a two-acre lot. They want to do it all half-acre lots. And so there's very limited amount of properties available because, I don't know, either people are just holding on to them for investments or just want to make their millions of dollars on one big deal. But I just want to clarify, that was not, in my opinion, the position of the town board. That was some of the people who were here making comments.
Right here, Sherry, it says that zero to, on this RMP, 0 to 1 units per gross acre. RMP 2 is 1 to 2 units per gross acre, and that's what they were asking for, was a conforming zone change on that acreage, which would only be, I mean, that would follow but this ordinance,
yeah,
right?
MWAPA can tailor the rural preservation neighborhood to bear, to our. We don't have to do what Henderson or Northwest did. I'm just using them as an example that you can preserve your rural heritage in the state of Nevada and in Clark County. And we can set it up as 2 acre lots if the board wants to do that. We can set it up as 8 acre lots if you guys want to do that. But like I said, I'm selling mine for condos and I'll be out of here. That's what I'm saying. So I just give you an example. Yeah.
So if you guys want to, we can add this to an agenda as a discussion item. If you would be willing to have it as a discussion, you wouldn't. It's completely up to you as a board.
I would like it on there.
For tonight's discussion for another night?
Thanks, Val. It would just be a discussion.
Yeah, we can definitely put it on the agenda for.
So in the meantime, if you see anything else, just send it my way and I'll include it with the material.
I request as a community member that it be an action item so they can set up a committee.
We can put it as an action item, but there would be no.
Does it need to be a discussion before it becomes an action item?
To me, it makes more sense to have it as a discussion item first. Yeah.
It needs to be a discussion item before it's an action item.
Yeah.
I don't know. This town board's done discussion, action, same night over the last 20 years. But that's just a little history. But that's okay. I do want it on the agenda. And then the next agenda.
Okay.
Any other public comment? All right, next meeting date, April 27th, 2021. But sounds like we'll have one before that, so.
It would be, that's your next regular meeting.
Oh, okay.
So you guys have already met for your quarter, so it would be sometime during your second quarter, yeah.
All right, meeting adjourned. Yep.
And that could be April, May, or June.
Just FYI.